Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Kendra O'Reilly, Juliet Slocum, and Annie Hennessy with the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland.
Kendra, I asked you, when do you get the cookies in? And you said?
Valentine's Day weekend.
Okay. And how many people have already ordered and are buying cookies as we speak?
We have lots of folks that have been ordering and buying. We had people calling us as soon as we rolled into the new year asking when they could purchase cookies.
Well, that was Joel. I don't know if anybody
Well, I mean,
Joel.
It's a tradition. I mean, you know, you think about your life and, you know, different, you know, ways to measure life and different things you look forward to each year. Girl Scout cookies got to be a top 10 thing for almost everybody. They're so good.
I would say lots of people, it's probably maybe even their top five, Joel.
There you go. So it's not a surprise.
Your favorite?
I mean, I don't know how you touch a Samoa.
See, and I'm...
I know you're not a coconut guy, but that cookie has everything that's great about life. A crunch, coconut, and chocolate.
I believe you said the same, Kendra?
Yes, that's my favorite too.
All right, Juliet, jump right in there. You, what was your favorite? Or what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Adventure Fools.
Okay, what are those?
They're like brownie type thing.
Uh-huh.
They have like caramel and chocolate and I think sea salt.
God bless you and everything you stand for.
That might be
I know,
up your alley.
I got to find out. Annie, what's your favorite?
The Adventure Fools.
Oh, wow. So that's the big one. Mm-hmm. I mean, are you Thin Mint? Do you like the Thin Mint? No? Not at all?
Well, I don't like mint and chocolate.
So you don't like Thin Mints is what you're saying?
No. I'm saying I don't like mint and chocolate.
Now, have you started selling already?
Yes.
Okay. How many have you sold? Who'd you sell to?
I sold to my choir teacher. I don't know how many she bought. I haven't had a chance to look at it, but... I'm going through all of the teachers and then, like, some people at lunch.
There you go. Hit them teachers up. Feel bad. You go in, like, cut an onion first before you even go up and talk to somebody. Get a little tears going on there and then walk up to them and say, do you want some cookies? They're not going to turn you down.
This doesn't sound like authorized Girl Scout training, David.
I know Kendra's just like, oh, my God, please don't do that. Don't do that. Juliet, what about you? Have you started selling and how many have you sold?
I sold like 2 boxes to my principal and a couple to our cops at our school.
Oh, very nice. The resource officers. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, take me through when you get the cookies. What's the deal? Do you just start knocking on doors? Do you start, as you said, talking to the teachers and students, Juliet? What do you do? How do you get them sold?
I say, hey, I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. What should I put you down for? And then...
See, I'd have laughed even more if she'd have said, I cut an onion first, and then I go walk around. So you put the pressure right on it. There's no, you know, hey, what are you thinking about? How many should I put you down for?
Yeah.
Wow. And what's the response you usually get with that?
Thin Mints or Do-Si-Dos.
Okay, now Do-Si, remind me which ones those are. Are those the peanut butter ones? Those are tagalongs.
They're peanut butter. They're like oatmeal cookies.
Okay.
They're sandwich.
Okay, I gotcha. Those are good. So you just kind of straight out and just say, how many can I put you down for?
Yeah.
And how long you been doing this?
Like 10 years.
Yeah. What is it about being in Girl Scouts that you like so much?
My friends and all the experiences and stuff.
Now your scout leader is sitting right down the way here. Is there anything you want to tell us about her that we need to know?
No.
Not even anything good?
She's so responsible.
Ah.
Oh, boy, how much did you pay him for that?
A nice, safe answer. Beautiful.
And what about you when you're at, how do you just hit anybody? Do you hit up family?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured as much. So what do you say there?
So for my family, I send a video to like the big family group chat, and then they just order like that. And then... at school, I say, would you like to buy Girl Scout cookies? And usually they say yes, or they're like, maybe later. And then, yeah. And then I sell to a lot of kids, too, and all my friends get mad because I get all the sales.
See, there was what, now that's what I was going with. And Juliet, you can talk about this, too. Is there, like, competition? Like, if you're at Lakewood, and I'm assuming there's other Girl Scouts at Lakewood, I mean, are you trying to get to the sales? I'm sure you are. Is it a little cutthroat? Yeah, look at your shaking. Yeah. So what do?
I get to the teachers and everyone first.
So when you get them, and you get those sales, do you kind of walk around and look at everybody else and go, don't bother going in there, I just sold her some? Yeah, I figured as much. And you with the video, that is great. I never would have thought about that. Kendra, that's how things have changed over the years. We're talking about kids making videos to sell the cookies now. It wasn't like that a long time ago.
No, it wasn't. And we have girls. I've never seen Annie's video, but I've seen some girls' videos, and they're very good, very professional, very, and some of them are just fun, just talking about what they do in Girl Scouting, what the proceeds from the cookie program supports, and what their troop plans are. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you get these young ladies in here, how exciting is it? Because, I mean, you've been, would you say, 27 years?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I've been with Girl Scouts for 27 years. I love seeing the girls because in the role that I'm in now, I don't get to interact with Girl Scouts as often as sometimes I would like to.
Mm-hmm. And these two, I mean, you can tell they're a little nervous, but they're starting to warm up a little bit over there. Do you find that with just Girl Scouts in period when you first get them in? Kind of, you know, kind of sitting off maybe to the side and then starting to blossom, shall we
yes,
say?
Yes, yes. I can tell you I've seen many girls over the years who they start out shy, not talking to and interacting with folks as often, to they're the first ones to come up and ask a new girl, you know, what they like about Girl Scouts. What do they do outside of Girl Scouts? You know, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be a little overwhelming. I mean, the programs that Girl Scouts offer, I mean, really very wide. I mean, it's amazing now all the different things that young ladies can get to do.
We have tons of opportunities for girls, from outdoor to STEM adventures. You name it. If girls want to do it, they can probably do it in Girl Scout.
Yeah, and the Girl Scout cookie, I mean, it's kind of the gateway. I mean, everybody knows that as a touch point, but that's what fuels it. I mean, it's the Girl Scout cookie sales that really allow all those opportunities to happen.
You are correct, Joel. The cookie program is what supports our troops and what helps them do those field trips, those camping adventures, do the community service projects. Earn their gold, silver, bronze awards. Those are the things that help fund those projects that girls want to do and adventures they want to go on.
Annie, do you kind of maybe set a little goal for yourself when it comes to the cookies? Going, all right, last year I sold 100 boxes. This year I want to sell 101. Or you're just like, just go. Don't worry about it. Or do you set a little bit of goals maybe for what you're going to be doing?
So I set a goal this year. My goal's 200 boxes. I think last year it was 150. So, yeah.
200 boxes. Wow. You better make a lot of videos. That's all I can say. And I'm telling you, put a little tears in there and everything. That'll do it. What about you, Juliet? I mean, do you remember how many you sold last year? Maybe your goal for this year?
I don't remember how many I sold last year, but like my goal for this year is as many as people will buy.
Boy, there's a politician right there. I mean, she didn't give a straight answer. See, I thought she was going to say 201 because she didn't want
a little competition. Never
exactly
hurt anybody.
Right. What's been the best part about being in Girl Scouts? I mean, you told me you started in kindergarten. You've been with this same group for a while. What, for you, Juliet, what's been the best part?
I really like day camp and going camping mm-hmm. and stuff.
Were you always like that, though? Did you, when you were, before you got into the Girl Scouts, or they kind of opened your eyes to that?
They open my eyes to that.
Yeah. What's the best thing about camping?
I don't know. Like, just being with my friends. Mm-hmm. We go on hikes a lot. I really like going on the hikes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she seems more of a glamper to me because, I mean, look at these nails. These nails don't look like nails of a camper to me. Like, you're not starting any fires with those nails. You're not pitching tents with those nails, or do you? Do you actually get down and get dirty?
I don't wear nails when I go camping.
Okay. I got you. So there's different times for different things.
She knew she was coming into the radio station today, so she
appearances are important in radio.
That's exactly right. That's why we're on radio.
Yes.
Annie, what about you? What's been the best part of being in Girl Scouts?
I would say like the mall lock-ins and the mud runs. So the mall lock-in, it's like where a bunch of troops get together and we stay the night in a mall and we get to go shopping and there's like themes and we dress up and it's really fun.
And what was the other one you said, a mud run?
A mud run. It's like an obstacle course and it's in the mud and then at the end there's like a big bubble slide and you get to swim in the lake.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So you've done this then, I assume.
Yeah.
How do you get the mud out of that hair? Talk to me now. I've got a little granddaughter. I showed you a picture. If she says, Grandpa, I'm going to go do a mud run, how am I getting that out of her hair?
Well, I take showers.
You're not taking a shower when you're running, though. When you're running, do you think about, I got to have a cap on or something? Or
no, I just put my hair, like, in a bun.
And you just go?
Yeah.
In the mud?
Yeah.
Juliet, have you done this?
Yeah.
And? I mean, is it something you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It smells bad, though.
I would think.
But you finish with the bubbles. I mean, there's some thought into the logistics of the course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, which one of you sadistic people come up with this, Kendra? Is this something they've been doing for a while?
We have been doing it for more than 10 years. I think this year will be our 12th year.
You didn't answer my question. Are you responsible for this, Kendra?
I personally am not responsible, but I am there helping.
Mud run. No, thank you very much.
I got to know, where does that happen? I mean, is that a part of the camping experience, or is that just a standalone event?
It is a standalone event that we host on one of our camp properties.
Okay.
And we probably have about 1,000 girls and adults who come. It's over a weekend. And they come and they work together to maneuver over the obstacles and the mud.
Get involved in this?
Yes, we have lots of adults who come and participate with the girls.
Annie, did your parents do this?
No. My brother did, though.
Your brother did? Older or younger?
Older.
Really?
Yeah.
And Juliet, was anybody in your family did it, or just you?
Just me.
Yeah, I'm a smart family.
I'm also pretty sure their troop leader that's here, I'm pretty sure she participated
with it. Oh, look at that. See, now I know why she didn't want to talk about it, because she knew I was going to give her a bunch of grief about this thing.
See, I feel like there's the video that might sell some cookies.
I'll tell you what, if they came up to my house with that, I'd be like, okay, here you go, just for your troubles.
That sounds like a blast.
The mall thing you mentioned, mm-hmm. Is that an every year
event? That is an every year event. We invite the girls to come to the mall for an overnight. They do get to go shopping. We do also offer other programs during the mall and activities for them during that time. But they have a ton of fun. Oh. And I know I'm exhausted when it's over.
What kid wouldn't want to be locked? You're going to lock me in a mall and I can go shopping? Okay, I got no problem with that whatsoever. As long as the food court's open.
Yep, the food court. We have the food court.
Right here, zero.
Yep, food court is open. Not every store is open, but sure. Lots of stores participate.
All right, Kendra, here we go. The cookies are coming. First off, how many cookies will you see come through the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland? And you just said now, when Joel said, that's got to be chaos, you're like, it's controlled chaos.
It is. There's lots of logistics that go to having those cookies delivered. In our 30-county region, we sell over 2 million boxes of cookies during the cookie time.
2 million in 30 counties?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. That's a lot of cookies.
It is a lot of cookies. Mm. And our girls do a great job with the cookie program. They also learn and achieve lots of goals and skills during the cookie program. They practice their business skills, goal setting, decision making, people skills, because, you know, they're always out there asking teachers and family members to purchase cookies from them, and money management. And their goal setting, girls use things like camping trips. We talked about Mall Lock-In and Mad Mud with both of Annie and Juliet. Yes, sorry. And they use the proceeds from the cookie program so that they can go do those fun adventures.
Now, when you do this, take me through the day when the cookies come in. What happens? Are the girls involved in that as well? Take me through how that all works. Parents?
Lots of things have to happen before the day of cookie delivery.
Oh, I'll bet.
I mean, there's order taking from the girls, our staff working with the cookie company and the trucking company to get them here in Central Ohio. Mm-hmm. When they come here, we have, depends on location, but we'll have several semis with all the varieties of cookies. Folks like our troop leaders will come with sometimes just pickup trucks and cars and minivans, but sometimes the girls sell enough cookies during the program that they need a U-Haul truck.
Volunteers, you mentioned it earlier, you could not get this done without volunteers. How can people get involved?
If anybody is interested in learning more about volunteering with Girl Scouts, you can visit our website, gsoh.org, or give us a call at 614-487-8101. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney.
I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Kendra O'Reilly, Juliet Slocum, and Annie Hennessy with the Girl Scouts of Ohio's Heartland. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.